Joining us on the phone, Randy from Red. Good morning, sir.
Hello, how are you guys?
We're good. How are you doing?
Awesome. Freezing.
Yep. Freezing? Where are you at?
We're in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
But I think you would be used to being cold in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, we're used to it, but it's been so warm, it's like shocking how quickly it changed.
No, wait, aren't you guys from Pennsylvania, or you went to Penn State? Aren't you Nittany Lions fans?
Yeah, we grew up here and went to Penn State and did the whole thing.
Yeah, so
the whole Pennsylvania thing.
That's it. That's the whole Penn State.
That's everything. So how are you feeling about Penn State these days? Still feeling good?
I'm feeling better.
Yeah.
Feeling better.
Okay.
Yeah, I think things are improving, and they're getting back on track. So
I mean, you're not embarrassed to wear your Penn State gear out in public anymore?
No, absolutely not. No.
That's good. I mean, yeah. I wouldn't wear it in public, but if you would, that's cool.
Don't bother Randy. Leave him alone.
I don't think anybody's going to mess with me if I do anyway.
I know. So. I was going to say, I think you're fine.
Randy can take care of himself. Did anybody else hear a thinly veiled threat in that statement? Because I feel like it came through loud and clear.
You know, I didn't grow this beard for anything, and they say that guns don't kill people. People with beards kill people, so.
Boo. Now, that is true right there. It's always the guy with the beard. So, dude, I didn't even know you had a beard. How long have you had the beard?
I started growing it last January, but it started to get pretty long come summertime, just in time for it to get hot. But my wife really liked it, so I kept it. So, here I am.
And it's still there. Now, do you have any secrets hidden in your beard?
Or do you find that out when you trim it out?
Yeah, I'll do. Mike and I share secrets all the time.
Right.
Now, Randy, what you could have done, you know, during Christmas time is, did you do the beard baubles? You know, the beard Christmas bulbs?
No, I did just little toothpick flags.
Oh, did you? That's cute.
Almost the same thing. Yeah.
It's still very festive.
Or some people do the glitter beards. So you just pour glitter in it, and that will never come out.
No, because if I did that, then people would start messing with me in my Penn State shirt. So I
you gotta maintain that front. You gotta look strong.
Right, you're right.
You gotta look strong. So, man, how have things been going on tour?
Awesome. Awesome. We just started the tour, and things are off and going, and we're excited. It's our fifth time doing the tour, and we obviously always can't wait to get to Columbus because Columbus is a good area for us and had a lot of great experiences and shows in Columbus, and so we're pumped.
Yeah. Now, what kind of stuff? You guys always do some fantastic theatrical stuff with your stage work and stuff. What kind of stuff?
Red always brings usually the fire or at least some sort of big game when it comes to stage presence.
So what are we going to see on stage at Winter Jams?
Well, we always show up to the tour knowing that no one's going to have more stuff on stage than we do. But,
yes, that's true.
Matthew West has taken the torch on this one. But we did that graphic novel this year with the new release of Beauty and Rage.
Uh-huh.
We made a 47-page graphic novel that, you know, stars me, Mike, and Anthony in it. And so we're bringing the graphic novel to the stage. The whole thing is going to be centered around comics and comic books, and we're going to look a little different on stage, but something that Winter Jam's never seen before. So we always try to push the bar, and it's no different this time.
Right on. So we're talking to Randy from Red about Winter Jam, which happens
tomorrow
in Columbus, Ohio tomorrow, and of course that tour goes just about everywhere over the next couple of months. Now, that graphic novel, I haven't read it. Will you guys have that there at the show?
Yeah, we'll have it.
Okay. Hey,
yep.
Will you sign it?
Are you? I don't know if they're allowed to.
Oh, maybe not.
Yeah,
okay.
I can
definitely. Well, for you, maybe, but I don't know about for
everybody
else.
Maybe not for everybody else.
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, you know what?
Don't be weird, Obi.
Yeah, please. Yeah.
Wait, don't make Randy
feel uncomfortable.
Are you telling me, after all of the conversations you've had, you've only just decided to tell me not to be weird? It's too late,
no,
bro.
I just don't think you've listened.
It's too late. So, Randy, anything else we need to know about Red? Have you guys started talking about summer stuff, or is that all hush hush? Let's not.
No, we're on about 14 festivals this year, so we're going to be, most festivals we've done since our freshman year. This is our 10-year anniversary as a band, so we're going to release a 10-year anniversary edition of End of Silence and do a whole tour around that. And we're talking to bands about this fall, and we're excited. But yeah, the summer's no different than usual, but we're just going to be a lot more busy this year. So
right on, dude.
We're working on a Europe tour and things like that. So we got stuff in the mix.
Well, Randy, it's been good talking to you, man. Like, I hope that Winter Jam is all the wintry dreams you hope it will be.
Yeah.
And then some.
I don't even know how to respond.
You know what, Randy? You don't have to, because sometimes with him, it's just better to be like, yes, thank you, Obi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fine.